If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I'm so happy you're with us this hour because we're going to stay a bit close to home and go out to visit some places that have some particular allure for the traveler. And we're going to start off in this hour going off to Florida. And for all of you who are boating fans, you're going to love this. And for those of you who are not, maybe it's that little bit of motivation that's going to put you over the edge to get yourself a boat. You know, we talked about buying a boat and actually living on it. A big enough boat that we would stay just an inch or two under 60 feet so we wouldn't need a captain. And we could captain it ourselves, except I really didn't want to sail on this boat. I just wanted to tie up at a great marina and live there. Because marinas have evolved not just into places where you can tie up your boat so you don't go out to sea without wanting to, but places that offer so much to the traveler, particularly the traveler who likes to travel by boat. So we're going to go off and talk about that. If you've missed any part of today's show or you want to listen to something again, you can subscribe free to our podcast at S. Abrams, that's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, and travelers411.com. And make sure that you go and check out our online exclusives where we go and do our overtime of things that air only online. And then you can always go to sabrams.com and travelers411.com where you'll find all of the shows we've broadcast archives forever and ever because the podcasts stay up for a year and they're downloadable and the rest you just go and listen. So we're going to go off, get your boating shoes on, people. Stay with me right after this message.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by Lufthansa German Airlines, serving 21 North American gateways, including U.S. airports in Atlanta, Boston, Charlotte, Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Houston, Los Angeles, Miami, New York's JFK Airport, Newark's Liberty Airport, Orlando, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. Visit Lufthansa.com. Lufthansa, nonstop you.
On the line with me live from New Smyrna Marina in New Smyrna, Florida, Casey Rozelle, who is the marina manager at the New Smyrna Marina. And I thought we ought to do some investigation into alternative lifestyle traveling and vacationing. And even if you don't own a boat, there's so many boat charter boat rental companies from which you can get the smallest little craft to something that will seat, well, as my cousin Jerry and his 50-foot yacht used to say, we can sleep four in love. And so actually it was eight in love. They said it was four on board, four cabins on board or four beds on board. So he would call it eight in love. He could sleep. But there are certainly so many companies you could connect with. And what a nice way to test out if a boat is in your future by taking a boating vacation and renting a boat to do that. And in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have on somebody who does private yacht rentals. And you might want to consider that. And one of the places you might want to sail around that has something like, I don't know, 1,200 miles of coastline is Florida. And so let's talk with Casey Russell, the marina manager at New Smyrna Marina. What makes your marina special, and exactly how do you get to New Smyrna?
Hi, my name is Casey Russell. Thank you for having me today. New Smyrna is such a gem. It's undiscovered, kind of, at this point. A lot of people know Daytona Beach. So, brand new facility. We have the marina is a deep water, full service marina located in New Smyrna.
So wait a second. So, New Smyrna is on the East Coast, and how far from Daytona?
I would say about 20 minutes south of Daytona.
Okay. That's a great location.
Yeah. You can access us by road or by water. We're located on channel marker 35, directly on the Intercoastal Waterway, which is kind of a nice way to get to us. You go through Ponce Inlet, which is a main inlet on the East Coast.
Yeah, you know, I had a colleague once who used to say when he retires in Florida, he doesn't want to live on the ocean. He wants a house on the Intercoastal Waterway because the ocean gets boring to look at because all it is waves and some freighters and the occasional cruise ship, whereas on the Intercoastal Waterway, there are always boats going by. There's always action and activity and something to look at.
Yes, you always have the recreational activity on a nice sunny weekend. There are boats everywhere. And especially twice a year, we have transient boats that are traveling north to south and south to north, depending on the season. And that is a pretty big clientele. A lot of people aren't aware of that.
Oh, yeah. That's all the right. It's all the people who have their boats in southern waters in the winter, and they move them up north in the summer.
Exactly. That was one of our main target audiences to consider when we were developing.
Yeah, I actually know a couple of captains I have met in my travels,
and that's how
they make a living. They move people's boats
north to
south or south to north, you know, for the seasonal traffic moving about. Yeah.
And a lot of these captains are planning their travels months in advance. They're calling to make reservations at marinas, making sure that they have fuel, all the amenities that they need for their stay.
Oh, and that's a really interesting point, because when we were going through our Let's Buy a 60-Foot Hatteras Tri-Cabin Galley Down, you see how far I got in this process.
Yeah.
When we finally get to meet Casey, I'm going to bring with me the book that my husband, the loose leaf, that's about 2 inches thick, maybe 3 inches thick, with all the photos and fact sheets on all the boats we looked at, because Hatteras stopped making the boat I wanted, or actually he wanted, that I got dragged along for the ride in.
They stopped making it today.
In the 70s. And so you had to find somebody that had a refurbished with a new engine that didn't have more than 100 hours on it, and, you know, that was completely redecorated and looked like it was tip-top brand new.
In today's market, you're going to pay a pretty penny for one of those.
Can I tell you something? When we were looking for that boat, you could have gotten one for as little as $300,000 and as much as about $450,000. And
Then
I don't know what happened, but usually boats depreciate. That boat has appreciated, and the last time we looked, it was like double, triple the price that, you know, that when we were looking at them.
Yes, add a couple zeros to the end.
If a boat named Bodacious, and I don't know if the new owner changed the name, but the name of the boat when we wanted to buy it was Bodacious, and we finally found the boat. And we got there, and there was already a bid on it. And every house we've ever bought that wasn't a brand new house already had a bid on it when we arrived. And we always put a bid in anyway. And every single time, the bidder before us fell apart, and we got the house. So I
wow.
thought for sure we're getting bodacious, but it went through, and the guy who had his money on it got it. And that was one swell boat, people. That was.
Yep. And a lot of these boats, you know, the owners don't actually operate them themselves. They actually do hire full-time captains.
Well, if the boat is 60 feet or longer, you need a crew. Unless you have a captain's license, you can't do it yourself. So, you know, as we were looking, I think Bodacious was 58 feet or, I mean, it was just small. My husband was convinced he could sail it. And my point was, I don't want to sail. I don't care. You know, I don't mind the intercoastal waterway. It's a little skinny slip of a thing. It's not like an ocean. But you get out there in a whole lot of water and you're a bobbing cork. And so I said, you go sail to the next destination and I'll be at the marina waving at you when you arrive, because I'm going to fly to the next place, or if it's like the intercoastal waterway, I'll drive down. But I learned a lot about marinas and all the wonderful things you can find at a marina or not find, and then you're surprised that, gee, there's no laundry facility here, or there's
Absolutely.
No restaurant here, or there's no swimming pool here. I mean, some of the marinas that I looked at in terms of where we would dock along the way of going places, oh, my word, they were just like, they were luxury resorts with a place for your boat. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and find out what it is that we will find at the New Smyrna Marina in New Smyrna, Florida, not far from Daytona, people, on the East Coast. Very convenient location. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Sit down, you're on the boat. Sit down, you're rocking. Sit down, you're rocking the boat. Sit down.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, writer-in-residence at a wine and cheese reception hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will introduce her novel, Rumors, read an excerpt, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring or buy copies at the event. You won't want to miss this experience at the Betsy Writers Room to munch and meander through Rumors, a novel of conspiracy, secrets, lies, love, lust, and intrigue wrapped up in rumors. November 8th, 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
Adria Griss is a medical insurance advocate, a medical billing expert, and the founder and CEO of MedWise Insurance Advocacy. She has helped clients worldwide with their health insurance reimbursements, reduce overcharges on medical bills, and ensure that medical claims are being processed correctly. Over 20 years ago, Adria began her career as a senior claims analyst for a travel insurance company. Today, Adria runs successful and innovative business advocating for those caught up in a quagmire within the healthcare system. In less than 2 years since MedWise Insurance Advocacy was founded, Adria recovered almost $1 million in medical expenses that insurers have tried to block or healthcare providers erroneously charge. Adria speaks frequently to consumer groups, associations, and insurance professionals and has received multiple awards. She has been featured on CBS News nationwide for her work as a medical insurance advocate. Her website is www.medicalinsuranceadvocacy.com. Adria Griss can be contacted directly at adria@medwisebilling.com or 845-238-2532.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the Village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The Village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Rock the boat, don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat, I don't tip the boat over. Rock the boat, I don't rock the boat, baby.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're talking with Casey Rozelle. She's the marina manager at the New Smyrna Marina in Florida, the city that the marina abuts is New Smyrna Beach, so you may know that place. And I've always been fascinated by, especially in the last, I'm going to say, 10 to 15 years, there have been remarkable inclusions in what a marina offers. There used to be a time when people who are traveling by boat and pulled up at a marina, what they were looking for was a place to refuel and a little canteen to restock what they were missing on their boat. And you couldn't expect much more than that. But what I have found in the last 10 to 15 years is that marinas have become resorts for boaters. How does that describe what you're doing at the New Smyrna Marina?
New Smyrna Marina, we developed this to be a destination almost. You see a lot of these type of marinas down south in Florida.
And in Mexico.
Yes, and in Mexico and
on
other areas,
Pacific
but
Coast.
Not really in our area. New Smyrna Marina has, it's a deep water, full service marina located in New Smyrna Beach. Again, we're located at channel marker 35 on the Intercoastal Waterway. We offer 31 boat slips that are deep water slips. We have brand new floating docks, which is a very nice amenity. We have fuel at every slip, diesel and recreational 90, available for all boaters. We also provide, we have a fishing store on site that you can basically get all your small provisions that you need, apparel, tackle store, bait, ice. And then we also have Outrigger's Tiki Bar and Grill, which is a restaurant that we own. We developed that as well. So if you're coming in your boat and once you get tied up and everything for the day, you can come and sit down at our outside tiki bar. We specialize in traditional tiki cocktails and also southern seafood cuisine. One thing that Outriggers offers is that you can bring your fresh catch and we can cook it for you and prepare it at the restaurant.
Oh, that is so cool.
Isn't that cool? We got our commercial license where we buy our fish directly off the local commercial fishermen here in New Smyrna.
But that is so cool. So you go catch something wonderful, and your kitchen crew will fillet it and cook it up?
Yes, ma'am.
You want
your order.
If you've never had fish cooked up and served to you within an hour of your catching it, you've never eaten fish. I never tasted anything
that
so delicious
true.
In my life. And it was cooked. It was filleted by the grandfather in the campsite next to us on Prince Edward Island. It was cooked up by the mom in the campsite. I went and washed my hair. And while they were all going fishing and making the dinner. But I have to tell you, you eat something that, you know, they talk about farm to table. When you go sea to table in no time flat, you have never tasted anything so fabulous in your life. And this was cooked over a campfire. You know, it wasn't like there was some fancy kitchen cooking going on.
When we developed, we wanted to kind of create this relaxing vacation lifestyle that when you got here, you didn't really have to leave. We've also built a village of 21 single-family homes. They're Key West-style cottages. It almost brings in a colonial Caribbean feel, all custom work. And that really puts a nice feature that if people come for a week, they come and bring their boat, they want to have dinner here, lunch here, and entertain at the restaurant, that they can actually just walk over and stay in one of our cottages as a vacation rental.
Well, you know, there are many people. I mean, one of the things I see when we go to dramatically wonderful resorts in a variety of places from Hawaii to the Mediterranean, you'll see that there are hotels and resorts that have marinas where sometimes the people will stay on their boats and use the facilities of the resort and just pay a docking fee, whatever the fee is to dock there at the marina. Mm-hmm. And other times they've been on the boat one day too many. And they really want to be in something that's not rocking about for a bit.
It's nice to put your feet on land and lay down for a while.
That's it, and check into a hotel room or suite or whatever, depending on where in the world it is. What's the website for your organization?
It is newsmyrnamarina.com. From that website, you can reach the marina, and it lists our amenities available. And it also has the restaurant with an online menu. And then also it gives you a sneak peek of our villages with the 21 single-family homes that are available for purchase or for vacation rentals.
Well, we're going to have you back another time and really get into what's going on in the marina itself and in the hotel. But in the meantime, for those of you who are planning a trip, give some thought to it. What a unique vacation. If you don't have a boat, go rent one. Cool as could be. Stay with me, everybody, and thank you, Casey. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Save this date, time, and place. November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel on Ocean Drive in Miami Beach's South Beach. Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, at a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Hotel in South Beach, Miami Beach, Florida, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will chat with attendees about her novel Rumors, read an excerpt from the book, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring their copy of Rumors along, and for those who choose to acquire a copy at the event. Drop Stephanie a note to let her know to expect you at Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive in Miami Beach. She'll be looking for you.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the phone with us live from Los Angeles, Trust Lynn. And that's a great name, Trust Lynn.
Yes.
How did this name evolve?
Actually, it's my Chinese name is called Xinzhen, which is means trust.
Xinzhen.
Yeah, but sometimes it's really hard to pronounce it for my American friends, so just make it easy.
Xinzhen. I like this name.
Okay.
You know,
you learn some really important words.
Well, this is good. I should come and hang out with you, and then I could learn, enough
learn
to
more.
Get by on.
Yeah.
Well, you must know, it's important for everyone to know that Trust Lynn is the office director of the Taiwan Tourism Bureau, based in Los Angeles. And I said to him before we went on the air, and I often feel terrible that you don't get to hear what we talk about during the commercial breaks, that I was very happy to have the occasion to have him on the air with us because it brings back such wonderful memories of my visit to Taiwan, which now is about 10 years ago. And not only did we get to see and do so many wonderful things in Taipei and visit the wonderful shopping mall, Yi Ling Yi.
Taipei 101.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yi Ling Yi. So
yeah,
this.
You got good memory.
Oh, don't ever tell me anything you want me to forget.
Shopping, right?
I catch more people in lies. Oh, but you have to see the shopping mall, people. It's like nothing you've ever been in. It is remarkable. And we went to noodle places, and we went to Imperial Palace kind of places and museums, and then we had the thrilling experience of going out into the countryside, which is nothing short of magnificent, and standing on, what is it, the Tropic of what? Capricorn?
Tropic of Cancer.
Cancer, okay. Yeah. So Tropic of Cancer, there's a monument that looks like a clothespin. You know, in Berkshire County, where we live, we have a monument at the top of Mount Greylock, the tallest mountain in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And when you see that monument, it's this big tower, and you can go inside and go up the stairs. Well, if you cut, and when you do, you can see five states from up there. If you cut, I should tell you, I always tell people the five states you can see are, of course, Massachusetts, Vermont, New York, Connecticut, and Nevada. But you know that's not true. It's not Nevada. It's New Hampshire. They both start with an N, so a little leeway there. But what they did was, this monument looks like that. Only they have, if you picture the Washington Monument, and somebody came through and carved out the middle, so it looks like a big clothespin. And you can step in between the two sides of the monument, and you're standing on the line of the Tropic of Cancer. It's just wonderful. And the seashore line goes on forever. And what is it called? Taroka National?
Taroka Gorge.
Yeah, oh my goodness. This is a national park in Taiwan that will blow you away. What are the mountains made of? Is it granite or marble?
Marble.
Marble.
Yes.
Ah, so we have a miniature of that also in Berkshire County. I should get you to come visit me, Lynn, and I'll show you miniatures of things in Taiwan, because we have something called the Natural, what is it called, the Natural Bridge?
Natural Bridge.
Yeah, I always refer to it as the Natural Marble Bridge. It looks, there's a gorge that's cut from the water rushing through, and so it looks like a baby-sized Taroka National Park in Taiwan.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. You have to come visit me, and then I'll come and see you, and in between I'll learn to speak Chinese. That'll be good.
Link.
I think this is wonderful. Well, the reason I wanted to have you on today is that we were talking last week about a sand festival of sand sculptures that was going on at Revere Beach in right near, not even a mile from Logan Airport in Boston. And I spoke a bit about when you go to Big Sur in California. Have you ever gone up the number one highway there along the Pacific to Big Sur?
Yes.
Well, they often, you'll see people there doing beautiful sand sculptures there. But then I found out there's a sand sculpture event going on in Taiwan.
Yeah.
So tell me all about that.
Actually, last time I saw something similar in Santa Barbara, but the scale is a lot smaller compared with Taiwan's sand sculpture art festival in Fulong. There are many places that are suitable for holding the sand sculpture festival throughout the Taiwan, because Taiwan is an island the size about the Maryland State plus Rhode Island. So you can imagine we have lots of beautiful beach. And, of course, there are many places. They have some sand sculpture art festival. However, the largest one will be the Fulong one, because they got a so-called gold beach. Has been certified by the World Sand Sculpture Association as the best sand sculpture site in Taiwan. And that's why. And we have the seventh year in a row to have the Sand Sculpture Art Festival in Fulong. Last year, we even had 450,000 visitors to visit the festival. So, and this year, we make it even bigger. We invite the artists from 17 different countries to go to Taiwan, including the Rusty Croft from USA. He is a reality TV series sand master. So I think this year should be more fun.
Wow. So, you know, it's funny when you mention people coming from all over the world. When I was in Taiwan, I don't remember the hotel I was at in it's over 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
In Taipei, but I remember getting in the elevator. And there were about eight people in the elevator when I got on, and every one of them was American. And they were wearing shirts. One had a sweatshirt on, said University of Michigan, and another one had some city, you know, that they were from on their T-shirt. And they were there for a bonsai convention.
Really?
These were all people who had come, and I asked them, they told me there were like 5,000 people had come from all over the world with a big American group as part of it, who are people that, you know, they sit with the little tiny scissors and they cut their bonsai tree.
Interesting.
Yeah, I found that fascinating. You have a wonderful city. What are you doing in Los Angeles?
I'm promoting the
book. I understand that. I understand that part, but
I think that's the best job in the world, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you talk about a place that is truly magical,
yeah,
it's one of those destinations that is enchanted.
And you know, recently we have been had lots of beautiful words from the major media. Including the CNN, they just mentioned we have the top 10 bicycle routes in the world.
And well, you've got great roads.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's really impressive because you go to so many, especially island destinations.
Yes.
Especially small island destinations that are its own country. Mm-hmm. And so it relies on itself to do everything from the postal system to the government to taking care of the roads and the schools, mm-hmm. you know, and everything else.
Yeah.
In many island destinations, you only see good roads in a couple of places. But I have to tell you, we really toured Taiwan. We didn't leave many rocks unturned. And I was really impressed, not only with the roads. Oh, you know the man that I was trying to remember his last name? Michael somebody who was the minister of tourism.
Uh-huh.
And before he was minister of tourism, he was the one that was in charge of the parks that they built with the little red brick paths all along the seasides where you get out and you walk in this kind of like Zen patterns along the seashore.
Yeah.
That's the fellow I was thinking of.
By the way, speaking of the road, I actually travel many countries, and I'm glad to say that when you visit Taiwan, all the signs are bilingual. So it's more friendly for the U.S. visitors.
Easy for people who speak English to get around. That's a very important point you make. Stay with me. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Come right back talking with Trust Ling about Taiwan. Don't leave me.
Save this date, November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel in Miami Beach, South Beach, Florida, where you'll join Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writer's Room, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik for a Meet the Author chat. Stephanie will read an excerpt of her acclaimed novel, Rumors, do a book signing for those who show up with rumors in hand, or acquire rumors at the event. And if you have any travel inquiries, she'll be happy to answer your questions too. See you on November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach, with travel expert and author Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writer's Room. Email Stephanie, let her know you'll be in attendance, Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's Stephanie@sabrams.com. Be there, or they'll start rumors about you.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to 2 children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Carrie Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel, Rumors, from their unique gift shop. Visit Serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I've got a real serious problem on my hands because what I want right now is Taiwanese food. I can't talk or think too long about Taiwan without thinking about, oh, delicious noodles and wonderful vegetables, dumplings and dim sum and yum, 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 and yum. Oh, my goodness, this is not good. Well, I have Trust Lin, whose Chinese name is Xinjun Lin, and that means trust. What a good name. And I'm happy to be talking with him. He is the director of the Los Angeles Office for Taiwan Tourism. And I'm just delighted to be thinking about Taiwan again. You know, I know there's some place with turtles you wanted to talk about, and we're gonna get to that. But there is a place I remember when you drive along the coastline. There are places where the water has splashed ashore, and it has carved rock in a way that the rocks look like candles. What is that place called?
That's Yelio.
Yelio.
Yeah, it's our geopark.
Talk about that a little bit. That's a fascinating place.
Actually, that place is really the number one popular for our Southeast or mainland Chinese visitors. And because their geo is some place, it's like web cutting. The most popular one is the Queen's Head. The shape of the rock looks like a queen's head.
Now, that one looks like the Queen of the Nile. It looks like Nefertiti.
Uh-huh.
And it's just naturally carved by the water into the rock. And when we were there a good 10 years ago, her neck was very thin.
Yes.
And it seemed to me it's not going to take too many more splashes of water and she's going to break.
Yes.
So this is now 10 years later.
We almost have a referendum for that. Should we keep it or just let the Mother Nature decide?
Oh, no. Do not let Mother Nature make this really bad decision. No, you have to find a way to protect it.
Mm-hmm. So, and in addition to Queen...
No. Lynn.
Huh?
Trust Lynn.
Yes.
I need to trust you that you are going to take this word back to Taiwan and tell them they absolutely must put up some kind of maybe an acrylic barrier or something that will protect that particular rock formation from being destroyed by the sea. That would be terrible.
Yes, I would. Definitely deliver your message to my boss.
Well, I mean, think about it. It's at least 10 years ago that I was there, and it stands out in my memory so vividly. It is the most, it looks like something you would see in Egypt. It is, even the way the kind of like a headdress is formed on it, that looks like the Egyptian, that tall thing that women would wear on their heads. It's just the most magnificent and delicately carved by the sea. And, even then, 10 years ago, I thought, how many more waves is it going to be before the neck breaks?
Yeah, actually, it's also my memory when I was a childhood. I was elementary school, then we have a tour there. I remember that the Queen's Head.
How could you forget it? I mean, it really is a national treasure.
Yes, and the good news is there's a professor, they lead a team. We see a so-called nanotechnology to working on it. But the problem is that should we keep it or should we just let the Mother Nature decide? So I don't have the answers right now, but...
Well, you see, if Mother Nature decides, what's going to happen is the thinnest part of the neck is going to get hit by a wave. It's going to get knocked down.
30 or 40 years later, then she will go.
Well, and the thing is that when it breaks, it's going to hit the ground, mm-hmm. and it's going to break into a million pieces. So it would be really a nice thing if somebody decided to either find a way to protect it where it is so it cannot erode further, or extract it and put it in a museum.
I see.
I mean, it's one or the other, but you can't just leave it there for it to fall apart one day. That would be awful.
I see.
So, I have to go to assertiveness training to learn to speak up and tell people what's on my mind.
but your suggestion is really wonderful. Either keep it or put it in the museum.
That's it. Mm. Find a way to keep it and protect it.
At least you keep my memory.
Yeah, well, but the problem with memories is that I went to see a movie last week. It was a really good movie. What was the name of that movie about the Million Dollar Arm? And somebody in the movie, there were two young kids sitting behind me in the movie. They were about 10 or 11 years old. And somebody tells a story in the movie about how they had problems with the washing machine, but they had it fixed because, the Maytag, they called the Maytag man. And one kid behind me says to the other, "What's a Maytag man?" Now, if you grew up in America maybe 20, 30 years or more ago, there were commercials for the company Maytag, and you would know. But now here, these kids are 10 years old. They had no idea what that reference was. And that's what will happen with the story of the once upon a time, there was a rock that looked like the Queen's Head. You know what I mean? You don't want that. No, go protect it and save it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and get everybody on your side. You know, this shouldn't be a debate. Let Mother Nature reclaim it and smash it and take it out to sea, and we'll all remember once upon a time there was something amazing here. No, I don't like that one. Tell us, we've got a little more than a minute. Tell me about the turtles.
The nearby the places of the Sand Sculpture Art Festival, they also have a place called Turtle Isle or Guisan Isle. It's only about 6 miles away from the coast. And the shape of the isle actually looks like a turtle.
Wow.
It's really interesting and a beautiful landmark if you're taking picture from the coast. And actually, there's a live volcano under the turtle isle. So you will see a lot of bubbles around the isle. So it's really, really beautiful.
Go to my website, people, and you can click through to the website for Taiwan Tourism and learn all about it. And I want to thank you again, Trust Lynn, for joining us this hour. Stay with me, everybody. Stephanie Abrams here. Flying high.
Fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.